The Giants have wrapped up 2 days of practice with the Cincinnati Bengals in preparation for Friday night's preseason opener. We're joined by Giants quarterback Eli Manning. And how good was it to get work against different colors?
You know, I think it's great. I think it's great to come in, not really game planning for a defense. They're going to show different looks, different techniques and moving around. And so we got to follow our rules. And everybody's got to know their assignments and what the rules of certain plays and protection are and just kind of roll with it and see, you know, how well we know our offense. So I thought we had great work these last couple of days, and it's fun just to mix up training camp, go against some new bodies, and I think it's really good for our team.
Was it also interesting for you to see how your guys reacted against different guys? I mean, your receivers go against the same DBs every day. Now they're getting Pac-Man Jones in their face and Dre Kirkpatrick. Totally different styles.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's great for the receivers. Get different style, different, you know, press coverage, different technique by the defensive backs. All the guys just going out there and you know, seeing the different styles of coverages that the Bengals play and have to adjust. And you know, it's good for all of us to get that, you know, kind of game experience and get a couple of days of those practices.
Now, obviously, there's a lot to go during the course of the season before we get to the regular season. But because they went to the playoffs each of the last 4 years, a team that's been winning, is it something that you can use as just a very early measuring stick?
Well, I think it's good. I think it's good for our offense to go against, I think they have a very strong defense, multiple looks. And you know, for our defense as well, going against an offense that runs the ball, they're very accomplished, and you know, have been going to the playoffs, a quality team, and see where we stand up and how we need to play, and how we need to practice to get to that level again.
Offensive line, obviously, there's been a lot of mixing and matching with some of the injuries that you've had. How's the communication been with those guys as you try to find the right combination?
Yeah, I think the communication has been great, and so far, I think today. The last couple of days, we've really been tested just because, we didn't game plan much for Cincinnati. And you come in, they're very multiple on defense and show a lot of different blitzes, especially on third down, a lot of different blitz looks and fake blitz. And so we had a lot of talking and communication, but we got settled. We had everybody on the right page. And, you know, we'll look at these film from the last couple of days, make adjustments. But I thought it was great work for us.
What about the intensity level? It feels totally different than back at Quest Diagnostics Training Center.
It does. You know, I think when you come out here, you have, you know, new players, new team. The intensity definitely gets picked up a little bit, but I thought both sides were smart about it. You know, they played to the whistle, no extra hits after. Everybody stayed up, you know, stayed healthy. So I think those are the important things. So I think that's a good thing where you can come have good practices against another team, but not have to deal with all the rah-rah and extracurricular activities.
Final question. You're anxious to get out there for real on Friday night and at least get game type situation under your belt?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's good to, get in the game situation, see what we need to, what we need to work on, where we've made improvements so far in training camp. But it'll be good to get out there and get a couple series and see if we can put everything together.
Eli, we appreciate the time.
Thanks, Bob.